And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM. KPHX, right, guys? Joseph Harris, our great producer, Eric Reinhardt. Rumor has it Eric forgot his phone today.
I did. I forgot my phone.
It's just awful there.
But guess what? I have several lines right to my left.
Yes, you do.
It was ringing earlier, by the way.
That was probably Kathleen.
During the break. Oh.
You know, it's a little scary in here. My mic keeps, like, moving on its own.
I have that problem sometimes, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you know who does that for me is Marissa Tomei, who's actually going to be...
Marissa?
Marissa.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Yeah, there you go. Is scheduled, reportedly, to play Aunt May in the untitled Spider-Man reboot. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. If you want to explore how to reduce your taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, give Conrad Coggeshall a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210. Visit him online at azbotr.com.
Can Conrad help you out if you're buying too much sugar and candy?
He can help you out with anything.
I can't believe it's true. It's Sugar Sugar from B-Movie by the Archies.
Do you get a deduction for candy?
It depends what you're using it for. You probably can.
Pour a little sugar on it, baby.
There you go.
I like that part when the woman sings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, anyway. All right. Well, from B-Movie starring Jerry Seinfeld.
You know what I remember that most from is a very Brady sequel. When
I just watched that in the last week.
Isn't Christine Taylor so hot in that?
She's cute.
Why are you watching old movies? There's new movies.
She likes
out.
To go to Skeel.
Skeel, yeah.
Well, you could watch things like Ant-Man.
Not the boys at Skeel.
Well, I'll see it when it's free.
But you know, it's a scene where Greg Brady is the lifeguard and he sees her getting out of the water and then he goes and says, hey.
No, he was working at the snack shack.
Oh, he's working at the snack. Yeah.
The lifeguards were making fun of him.
Exactly. You're right. He couldn't be a lifeguard. He's Greg Brady. But. And then, foxy lady, and it's his stepsister.
The Shake Shack. They just opened that somewhere, the Shake Shack.
They really did?
I saw it in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
That actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah. Steak and Shake sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. Yeah.
Shakey's Pizza.
Really? I haven't heard that name in, a decade.
Yeah.
Well,
22 years there.
Let's hear a little bit from my girlfriend.
Yes. How about the lewd and lascivious?
How you doing, baby?
Lemon pie saga. Hi, doll.
Oh, thank you. You got to call me baby, though. Weren't you listening earlier?
No, I didn't. I missed
Why?
That. I was doing something important in life, okay?
My girlfriend doesn't even listen.
Hey.
What?
I am not wired for sound all the time, okay? Give me a break.
Yeah, most of the time she's taped
wired.
To a telephone pole.
Yeah, right. I'm taped to a telephone pole. Like Two and a Half Men, remember when they taped him to that streetlight in L.A.?
No, I don't like that.
I don't like
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, no, this was prior to Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Charles
anyway.
Sheen.
Conrad Coggeshall.
Whatever his name is. When is the next bar crawl? You know, just in case I get let loose.
Yeah, why bother asking that, Bobby?
Okay.
Stop it. Unless I get my penitentiary to release me for a couple of days, be nice to me. You don't know my real life. Stop judging me. You can't
judging
me.
He hasn't gone to sensitivity training, so.
I know. Well, you know, we'll just tie him up, put a kennel collar on him, and take him in and sensitize him.
We need you to get down to the Mill Avenue next Saturday evening, next Saturday afternoon, from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Doris Markovic will be there.
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can get Doris there.
Doris, I wanted to compliment that woman. Is so bright.
Yes, she's
maybe
a good
you
girl.
Guys
she's
can
a good
have
woman.
Some type of relationship.
Well, no. I've got several lawsuits I wanted to take a look at.
Well, yeah, we'll call in next time she's on the show. I don't know if she'll be on the show.
Well, okay, what day is this? Mill Avenue, Saturday, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
The 25th, July 25th, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Mill Avenue. I don't know where it's starting. You'll have to listen to next week's show because they release that information the day before or something. But you need a white T-shirt, okay, Bobby?
I think in my wildest dreams I'll come up with a white T-shirt,
okay.
For God's sakes. You
white
want
T-shirt, white T-shirt, and bring some markers, and everyone will be writing on your mountains.
That's good. They are in good shape, man.
Good.
They are.
Nice.
Hey, that's what
will?
Happens. No, that's what happens when you have a garden. You use a shovel, and you dig dirt. It builds up upper body strength. You will never have to have a boob job.
Are they built for speed or comfort?
both.
Well, you know what they say, life's a garden. Dig it.
Yeah. There you go.
You like that, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, good. And Luton Lascivious Lemon Pie Saga is coming up. Okay? You'll eventually have to evaluate it, Joseph.
Okay. Well, listen next Saturday. We're running out of time in this segment.
I will.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Listen next Saturday, Bobby.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Kitty Cat Rodeo. We'll hear our review of Joe Dirt in our next hour. But Kitty Cat Rodeo from Joe's apartment.
Yeah.